Hello, and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter. And this is the summary episode of Series 4. So what I shall do is go through the summary of what Rebecca has listened to and how many number ones, etc. But before I do that, let's welcome in Rebecca. Hello.
Hello. Hello. I feel like this series went really quick. So
it did, yeah.
But I had a lot of artists in it.
Well, I can tell you exactly how many artists you had.
Go on.
So, you had on the men's soloist 124 artists.
Shut up, I didn't think it was that many.
Yep, 124.
Oh my God. That's a lot.
So, yeah, over.
Wow.
What, 20 episodes?
Yeah, exactly 20.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't realise it was that much. Wow.
Which, when you think, that works out at 6 artists per episode.
Yeah. But that is true when you put it like that. It's like, well, yeah. But then some episodes, towards the end, I was getting 7.
Yeah, because it's just over. So you would have had 7 on a few of them.
I think I had like 5 once or twice.
And I was going to say, there was one or two where you had like the Michael Jackson episode and I can't think who else, maybe David Bowie, where you had a lot of songs of theirs and that had a knock-on effect on how many. Because I tried to do it around 30 songs per episode if I could.
You're not the amount
you listen to 700 songs.
Okay, do you want to know how many hours that is? Because I've got my Spotify playlist, and not even properly how many hours I would have spent listening to them, because obviously I listen to them twice most of the time, don't I? But my playlist says 34 hours 38 minutes.
There you go. So, yeah. So 700 divided by 20 episodes, 35. So it's roughly 35 songs. I tried to keep it to. So some weeks you had less, some weeks you had more, depending on the artist. But that was what I tried to.
At the beginning, I had a lot of songs for those big ones.
Well, you say that at the beginning, the Shaking Stevens episode, 34 songs.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's how many I had altogether.
That's how many you had in that episode. And if I'm looking at trying to get 35 to get it right, it would have been 35. So,
but who was it where I was like, I feel like I've listened to their whole discography? That was this series. I can't remember who that was. It was
Shaking Stevens was a page and a bit.
Wow.
So he was the most, hence he was the first episode.
But he weren't the most. One where I was like, I feel like I've listened to their whole discography.
Cliff Richard, then, that was the second one.
That might have been. It was an older person.
David Bowie, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, but that wasn't many.
I think it was Paul McCartney. It was an older person.
I think it was Cliff Richard. Paul McCartney. Cliff Richard had more songs than Cliff Richard and David Bowie. Because it's in order. Shaking Stevens the most. Yeah. Then Cliff Richard, then David Bowie, then Paul McCartney, and then you're going into like Stevie Wonder. Obviously, Michael Jackson was the other one that was big, but I put him a bit later on because I wanted him like with Prince, who was another one actually. So he had a few with a lot, but I'd probably say Shaking Stevens and Cliff Richard were the most.
Mm.
Okay, so
it doesn't always feel like it though.
No. So you had 124 male soloists. Mm-hmm. You had 700 songs, of which 71 were number ones.
Oh, that's a fair few, isn't it? But it's like only 71, you know, out of 700.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, I'm pretty sure I had like number ones every week.
Yeah, you did. Yes, when I was looking, He did. Yeah, and there were, I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't take them all out. There were some I did take out, but there was quite a few number ones that weren't number one in the 80s. Like, if you remember, you had a few of the old like Through the Grapevine, and they had a whole, most of those, they were number one originally, but not when they were released in the 80s or on the back of an advert or whatever. And there were some that obviously I gave you a few earlier ones or a few later ones, so 90s or 70s. Yeah. But the majority of them were
71.
I took out some. I did take out some, but I can't say I took them out all.
Okay.
But it would have been around give or take. You know, it wouldn't be much less than 70.
You're not
in and around 70.
I don't think actually. Like thinking back, I think with the male soloists, there was less of. You've got this many number ones outside of the 80s, whereas like with the bands, I feel there was a lot of number ones outside of the 80s.
So hit or miss, 700 songs, how many hits did you have? 124 artists, how many do you think were hit?
Do you know what? I think it's well over half. I think you did quite well with the men. Yeah, I think... Oh, I'm going to go...
So 62 would be half.
Yeah,
so,
I was just working that out in my head. Yeah, I was like,
62 is the half.
I want to say it was probably 74.
So the amount of number ones, which was in the 70s as well, out, give or take a few, as we said, so around 70.
Yeah.
You're saying 74.
Of these hits, yeah.
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 So I influenced you on 80s music, male soloists.
Yeah.
73 times.
Look at me. I weren't far off. I knew it was over half because I know that you did do well. Like, I know that with the males, you did give me... I mean, obviously, you're giving me everyone that's got a hit, like, got in the charts, but giving me... I think sometimes you do well by giving songs that might be in the 90s or in the 70s, just to give that bit of extra influence on there. But, yeah, I knew that they... The male soloist did a lot better than the bands, I think.
Uh-huh. So that left 51 as a miss. Which is still quite big.
Yeah, but... 73 is bigger.
Yeah. So there were a few things to take from it. So episode 13, the Alexander O'Neill episode, as in he was the main person, it was only Alexander O'Neill you liked. You had six artists that week.
Oh, yeah,
and you only liked one artist that week.
Yeah, Julio Iglesias, Paul Hardcastle, Falco, Jan Hammond, Divine. Yeah. That's not a standout week to me.
No. There was a few shocks, shall we say. So Boy George and Freddie Mercury, both misses.
Yes, but I did explain myself in the episodes that they are better, their band is better than them as a soloist. I don't think they should go on solo.
I've written down, you know, their groups weren't, but they...
Yeah, because I think both their groups, both Boy George and Freddie Mercury's groups were a hit.
Culture Club and Queen.
Yeah, they were both a hit with me. Yeah. So, and obviously that's just my personal opinion, but I just think they shouldn't have left their group. Obviously they did, they can't change history, but I think the music they produced in a band was better than them going solo.
On the other hand, the following were a hit, but their bands weren't. Morrissey, Captain Sensible, and Adam Ant. So you didn't like The Smiths, which was Morrissey.
Yeah, they were too.
Didn't like The Damned.
No.
Captain Sensible, and you didn't like Adam and the Ants.
No, but I do, yeah.
But yeah, those three.
And I remember all their music as well, especially Captain Sensible. I blooming love him. I think he's fantastic. Yeah. And Adam Ant definitely did better outside of his group. He just, I'm sure I used the word mellowed when I described Adam Ant. He mellowed outside the group, like you weren't as in your face, music-wise.
Yeah.
I stand by it.
So, and there were, I suppose, some big name shocks, so to speak. So David Bowie, Paul McCartney of the Beatles, and to a degree I can understand Cliff Richard. They were all misses. David Bowie's the big one that was a miss.
Yeah, but you don't like David Bowie, do you?
Well, I do. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm more of a Nick Kershaw, Howard Jones, but I do like David Bowie. Yeah.
No, it's just not for me.
Ashes to Ashes.
No, there's something about him. His music just doesn't speak to me in any way, shape, or form. And I think music is its own language. And music speaks to people in different ways. And David Bowie just doesn't speak to me. It's just
Fashion, that's another one. China Girl.
I mean, but the thing is as well, obviously when I say that they're a miss, like when I say they're a hit, I like majority, if not all of their music and would happily go out, listen to them again, put them on my own playlist, play them just in my house without you, like actually, like maybe not forced to, obviously. I have to make the episodes, but like I'd put them on in my own.
And
listen to other music that you may not have given me.
Yeah.
Whereas like David Bowie, for example, I may have liked some of his songs, so there
but
might
not
be
as many
some in
as
there, but he just doesn't
like.
Speak to me as much that I would go out and I may play the ones that you've given me that I like, but I wouldn't go out of my way to play him.
So, and totally agree. I mean, as I say, I'm a David Bowie fan, but I didn't go out and buy his albums or anything like that. If I was to play the rest of his songs, other than those I've just mentioned, you know, Fashion, China Girl, Ashes to Ashes, which are all, you know, are good songs, top songs. That's not to say his other songs would have all hit that mark. So that's how you're marking it. You know, you've got, I don't know, 30 songs of his. If you don't like, if you only like five of them, that's going to be a miss. So, no, I get that. And Cliff Richard is probably his music, is probably a bit too, I don't know how to explain him. I understand you wouldn't, why you probably wouldn't like him. And again, he's got some good songs.
Yeah, but there's just no substance to him.
I mean, Wired for Sound, I do like. But again, like you, some people, and that's probably struggling.
When, like, obviously, at the beginning of this series, you did give me like Shaken Stevens was the first one because he had the most hits in the 80s of a male soloist. So you did it like that. So obviously, when I was getting Cliff Richard and Paul McCartney, I thought, oh, I'm gonna like him. Like, why would I not? So even I was shocked when I didn't like them because I'm like, well. How were they so big yet they're not appealing to everyone? So it does just show, you know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you like Rod Stewart and Shaking Stevens.
Oh, I love Shaking Stevens.
Well, that he was the big star of the 80s. I mean, he had the most hits.
That was a good songs. And not gonna lie, I shocked myself with Rod Stewart because Rod Stewart came quite far down the line, didn't he? So I'd already had like Cliff Richard and Paul McCartney, hadn't I? And because I didn't like those, I did think he was on the same level as them. So I didn't think I'd like him. But I think he's got an edge to him now, Rod Stewart. Yeah. He's got something about him.
So stand out for you, who would it be? And just to remind you, I'll just do the hits and the ones that were the main one on each episode, so the ones with the most songs. Now there's probably some little gems in there that you liked as well that you might remember, but I'm just going to go to the ones that had the most songs. So as we said, Shaking Stevens, and then I've gone through three now that you've said no to: David Bowie, Cliff Richard and Paul McCartney. So Shaking Stevens, Stevie Wonder, There's another one that had a lot of hits that you liked. Michael Jackson, obviously, Prince.
I mean, he was like, Michael Jackson was like my biggest, happiest week. But I can't say that as a standout because I've listened to him for years, even before, you know, you started all of this. So, yeah, he was a standout and I loved that I had him. But
okay. Phil Collins, Elton John, Rod Stewart, as we've already spoke about, Bruce Springsteen, Lionel Richie, Alexander O'Neill from the week when he was the only good thing in it, George Michael, see another one. He was the same week as Rick Astley, Howard Jones, Nick Kershaw, same week as Jason Donovan, Paul Young, Mr. Covers, as I like to call him, Billy Ocean. He saved the day because he was in the same week as Freddie Mercury. Billy Idol, and then lastly Luther Vandross. So who was your standouts? Who was your surprises? Or, you know, I'm glad I've listened to him. I hadn't listened to him before, and actually I like it.
Yeah, one of them for me would be Captain Sensible. Stands out for me. I mean, it's a complete joke, but I think that was quite, that was quite good. But I loved it, and I didn't think I'd love it. And then another one was Nick Kershaw, but obviously I'd seen him at Rewind as well, so I was like really happy for that week. He was one that I was like really happy with. And I'd say a good week for me was probably like the Lionel Richie week. I did like him. Nick Hayward weren't like a great one, but yeah, that was I was shocked by Lionel Richie as well, but I did like him. Do you know what, it was like very like, I feel like in each week I can be like, oh, I really enjoyed that person. And obviously, if you listen to the episode, you'll know exactly who I enjoyed and who I didn't. But I feel like each week, like you didn't have, bar obviously, I think the worst week, as you've mentioned, being Alexander O'Neill. I don't think there were many like bad weeks where I can pinpoint and be like, that was an awful week. And I don't think there was any weeks where you had like a whole hit week. I think it was very even. Obviously, not for like most weeks would have had more than not because I got more hits than I did misses. But I think with the male soloists, each week got not better, because obviously they're all different, but I enjoyed each week going like, and I feel like every time we sat down for our conversations, I'd be like, do you know what? I'm really enjoying like all the music. I'm enjoying what's coming from it. I'm enjoying what I'm listening to, all the different, and like it's so like diverse more than the groups. And that's why I think I've enjoyed the soloists more than the bands. Just because of how much more of a range there is. So, but no, there were some good people in there. But yeah, I'm sorry, like the standout's got to be Captain Sensible, just because I thought that was absolutely hilarious. And I don't think I would ever have listened to him or ever have come across him or anything unless I did this review. Prince was a good one as well, actually.
Well, I was just about to ask the question. So the three big ones, the Boss, the King of Rock, the King of Pop, and obviously the Prince of Pop. Who was Bruce Springsteen, the Boss?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't really ask me that because who do I prefer? Well, Michael Jackson. He wins hands down.
So you are still Michael. You would still be.
Yeah. Prince would be next.
Yeah, I'm a Prince, then Michael Jackson, and. Yeah.
But I think because I've just grown up with Michael Jackson, and like I say, I liked him way before doing any of this with you. I think me and him we've got a history. Yeah, I just, Michael Jackson to me is just like a musical genius. I just think he's absolutely amazing. But Prince, I don't think I would have ever have listened to Prince if I didn't do this with you. So I'm quite, like, you know, I'm glad that we have, because he's come out and he's actually popped onto some of my playlists as well.
Yeah.
So I've listened to him since as well.
So obviously Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, you could put in there as well. They're all American. Lionel Richie. So of the English, you've already said Nick Kershaw. So what about the likes of Phil Collins of Genesis? Sting of the Police, was the Police. Howard Jones, another of similar music
Howard Jones stood out. But like Sting, I think he's one where I think I preferred a band over him. But he was still a hit, weren't he? So it's it's not like he was a write-off like the others, like Adam Ant, and that where I prefer one or the other and it got a hit or a miss. Police and Sting have both been a hit with me.
Yeah. But I think Genesis were as well, and I think Phil Collins was.
Yeah.
So,
But I think out of both of them, I think I prefer the band. But it was nice hearing their solos.
I'm a big Phil. I like Sting as well, but Phil Collins, I do think.
No, I do think he's really good at the music side.
He's probably better. Yeah, and I think he is one where I'd actually listen to his music over Genesis. As much as I like Genesis, I think Phil Collins
You know, with Phil Collins, because he works very closely with the whole music side, not just singing.
Mm.
Like, he's done it all, hasn't he? So I think that's what makes him so amazing.
Yeah.
I think I was in awe of him when you were talking about him. Mm-hmm. There was another one that's similar to him, but I can't think of his name. Sure, there was another one that just did like everything, and I was like, whoa, he's like a musical talent.
Mm. So I suppose Elton John would be in that category as well. Whereas Phil Collins is a drummer, Elton John is obviously a pianist.
Pianoist.
Yeah. So and then you got the late 80s, obviously, you had. So who would you go with out of Rick Astley or Jason Donovan? Bubblegum Pop, as it's known. Yeah. I mean, I like Jason. I like them both, but I think,
Jason a hit? Because he weren't a big hit if he was. I think I was shocked by him.
Yeah, he was a hit. He was the same week as Nick Kershaw.
He was a hit, but I remember now, obviously, a few of his songs had Kylie Minogue in it, and I was like, I like him, but I think his music has only come because of Kylie Minogue.
It's funny, because also in that episode,
because he's like an actor,
was John Lennon, the other Beatle, and again, he was a miss, like Paul McCartney. However, Holly Johnson from Frank Goes Hollywood was a hit.
Yeah, but do you know what I think it is as well? I think, obviously, the Beatles are very, very old, so we'd never discuss them on here. But if I was to have the Beatles, I don't think I'd like them. I don't think I'd ever be a Beatles fan. And I just think Paul McCartney and John Lennon, their music is very similar to what the Beatles would have been.
Yeah.
So I think, and obviously for me to not like any of them.
You got to think, though, they didn't have the technology that's around now to make the sounds. I mean, their music and their writing was still something else, something so different back then.
Yeah.
And lot of these were influenced by them.
Yeah, and I know they're massive, and it's probably like an insult to not like them. But I mean, even for me, they're
before my time, you know. So, yeah. I mean, they're like late 50s, like 60s. You know, they were at their peak, I'd say, during the 60s. But
that's what before I mean. Before my time. I just don't finish.
But, it's a different era, you know. So as now you're listening to music that's totally, totally different. So it's hard to.
But what I mean compare, is, like, obviously, them coming out of their band, like the likes of all the others that we've discussed with Adam Ant, Morrissey, whoever else, there's many and I've gone blank. But all the ones that have come out of their bands that I've liked or not liked or whatever. Paul McCartney and John Lennon have obviously come out of their bands, and their solo music, I don't think, differs probably. I mean, I've not really listened to the Beatles, but I don't think their solo music differs much from the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So going off that, I don't think I'd like the Beatles anyway.
Okay. So that pretty much then, that's us rounded up on the male soloists. So yeah, 124 artists listened to, 700 songs altogether, of which 71, around 70, were number ones. And the 124 artists, 73 you liked, and 51 you'll never listen to again, really. But yeah. So over to you for the bonus reveal.
Yeah, so obviously we have the favorite, your favorite part of every series, finding out who I'm going to give to you. And obviously I keep in line with the theme of what the series has been about. So you have got four male soloists, and I go from the 2010s only because obviously I'm a noughties music girl. But I feel like a lot of people in the noughties, you may have heard of, or they may have come from the 90s or whatever. And growing up, you may know the music from me, Scott, Zoe. So I go to 2010s because I know that will be way out of your comfort zone, way into you not being up to date with music. So this series, you have got...
So can I put in a request then? So I've got four.
Yeah.
So let's go David Gray.
Who is David Gray?
James Blunt.
He worked
for Will Young and James Morrison. That'd be a good week. There you go.
That's
done it for you.
2010s though.
I was just helping you out.
You can try. They're not 2010. So, you have got... You're going to hate me for this one, but I've given you as your first one to get him out of the way. So you've got Stormzy. You've then got Bruno Mars, George Ezra, and James Arthur. So I feel like I've ended quite well for you, because I think you know... bits of James Arthur already, because I do know when he was on X Factor, you did like him. But I'm definitely taking you out of your comfort zone, and without giving too much away of what Stormzy is. Probably not going to like me for
so I've,
it.
I've heard of them all. I've got a feeling
You've
Stormzy's...
Heard of Stormzy?
I've heard of them.
I mean, he is big. Right, okay.
So I remember Bruno Mars from a video with monkeys in it. People dressed as monkeys.
Yeah. Got that song.
George Ezra, he's been around a while, and he had a really good song called Budapest.
Yeah.
But
that one, yeah.
It was funny because I'll go into it more obviously afterwards, but he's got a voice that you think's much older than when you see a picture of, when you see him, and you think, I weren't expecting him to be sounding like that.
A bit like what I said about Rick Astley.
Yeah. And then James Arthur, obviously I don't know his music as such, but during X Factor, he is very much like he was like the Will Young, bit of an underdog.
Mm.
I don't think he won though, did he, unlike Will Young? I mean, Will Young wasn't expected to win. It was Gareth Gates, and Will Young won. But James Arthur win? Or he might have won. I don't know.
I feel like he did, you know. But obviously, yeah. I'll go into his background next week.
But Stormzy, he's more of a rapper, isn't he? So it's a bit like, who's the one? Begins with T.
What, like someone that I would know, or
begins with T.
T.
Yeah.
Are you thinking like Tinchy Strider?
That's him. He's like that sort of.
They're not alike.
Tinchy Striker? Who knows? Might not be him then.
Tinchy Strider is like a rapper, but they're not alike.
Okay. Anyway, I look forward to it.
Don't sound so enthusiastic.
I'm not enthusiastic about, apart from maybe George Ezra, I'm not enthusiastic about, you know, because Bruno Mars, some of his were a bit...
I'll give you my predictions. I think you're going to absolutely dislike Stormzy, but you will find songs that you do like, and you will shock yourself that there are songs of his that you like. I think Bruno Mars, you'll sit here and be like, no, and I think you'll secretly like him, and I don't know how much you'll really give away. George Ezra, I think you will like, and James Arthur, I'm not 100% sure with him. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, send me their songs, yeah. And I will have a listen during the week.
And reveal next week. Yep. Let's see if you're loving life or wanting to disown me.
What I will say already.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many number ones in there.
Well, let's see. Next week also, I will let you know, I've not given you who I wanted to give you, right?
Okay.
But next week, I'll tell you why, why you've not had who I wanted to give you.
So you could have gone a bit earlier, as I just said.
Yeah, but I didn't want to.
Because no, but I'd have enjoyed them, and you'd have got a full house, wouldn't you?
That's not the point, though. The point is to open your eyes to music that isn't just...
It's opened, I just said, because James Blunt wasn't around in the 80s. Will Young wasn't around in the 80s.
You literally bought James Blunt's album. I remember listening to that in the car.
David Gray, he wasn't around in the 80s.
Yeah, but you like these already. It's like you giving me... I had an extensive conversation with Zoe, right, about these male soloists, because I was like, I can't give him Stormzy. I can't. And she was like, she nearly swayed me off of him. And I said, right, well, Dad has given me all the people of the 80s, and I don't like all of them. There have been ones where I've had to sit and listen to and dislike my ride to work.
Admit it, you went out and bought an Iron Maiden album.
That was awful.
Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden.
I think I did like Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
Because
even for me, God, I'm not a heavy metal.
No, that was a bit person. Much for 2 weeks. So if you're allowed to do that to me, I'm allowed to get...
I'm joking. I'm just letting you know I do know people outside the 80s.
Yeah, I know, but that's also why I do the... Yeah, I know. But I'm giving you people that I know you don't know and I know that you don't like.
I've heard of all of them.
You've heard of them, yeah, but you've not, like, listened to their music.
But no. As I say, I know Bruno Mars when he first came on the scenes, and it was a good... I don't know what the song was now, but had monkeys. And it was saying about... too lazy getting out of bed or something, and
it's called the lazy song literally.
And it had monkeys.
You've got that this week.
I did like that song.
I think you'll be surprised.
Okay, well we'll discuss it next week.
There's a
few songs I already know. So yeah. Budapest, if that's in there, and Lazy Song from Bruno Mars. So Budapest from George Ezra. I know both. But I wouldn't be able to tell you of their other songs, really.
Yeah.
And I've obviously heard of James Arthur, because he, as I say, was a winner of X Factor, as it was now. Obviously, when Will Young won, it was Pop Idol.
Yeah.
And, Stormzy I've heard of, but... I just put him in that bracket.
Blue of any of his songs.
Whatever the other rappers and that are called. Tinchy Snyder and whatever.
Strider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like Owl City. I think that's not a rapper. No, what are they classed as?
That was a band.
Oh, was it a band?
Yeah, I'm sure Owl City's a band.
LaRue.
That's a woman.
Thought there was two in it.
No, that's just one.
Her mum was in the bill.
What, LaRue?
Yeah. Yeah, but we're going well off.
Way off now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to, delay Stormzy, really.
You'll love it.
I might like it. We'll see. We'll see next week. I'll listen. You get the songs over. I will listen. And I will say goodbye on this summary of Series 4, The Male Soloist.
Yeah.
Next week, we will record... Next week, we'll discuss the bonus episode, and I will reveal the women soloist for the first episode of that series. The women of the 80s. Some big names. So a bit like Michael Jackson and Prince. Bruce Springsteen. You'd have had Madonna, Whitney Houston, Kylie Minogue, and Cyndi Lauper.
My predictions, I don't think I'm going to like as many women as I do men.
We will see. We will see. But that's a bit of a way to go yet.
Yeah.
Let's
get you out the way first.
Let's get this bonus one out of the way. At least there's only four.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you, and good night. Bye.
Bye, Dad.